Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Colossians 3, 1 to 4. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. My theme for reflection is a life hidden in Christ. A life hidden in Christ. Now, if you want to know what truly matters to a person, just look at what they check first in the morning. Their phone, their messages, their news feed, or perhaps their prayers. It is a light-hearted observation, but it reveals something profound. What we seek first shapes who we become. In Colossians 3, 1-4, Paul invites believers into a radical reorientation of life. Writing to a community surrounded by competing philosophies, a mix of religious ideas, cultural pressures, and spiritual shortcuts, Paul does not simply offer another option to add to the mix. Instead, he calls them to a complete shift of perspective. Set your hearts on things above. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. But above is not an abstract heaven or an escape from reality. It is defined clearly where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. The focus is not a place, but a person. The Colossians were tempted, much like we are, to blend faith with whatever seemed meaningful or useful, spirituality mixed with cultural trends, devotion diluted by distraction. Paul's response is strikingly simple, yet deeply demanding. Your life does not begin somewhere else and at Christ. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. This means identity is no longer constructed from achievements, failures, or social expectations, but from union with Christ himself. Kabath once wrote, "To be a Christian is to be in Christ." That is the heart of Paul's message. Christianity is not merely about following teachings or adopting values. It is about participating in a new reality, dying with Christ and rising with him into a transformed life. Scripture echoes this truth elsewhere. In Galatians 2:20, Paul declares, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." This is not poetic exaggeration. It is a theological claim about identity. The old self, shaped by fear, pride, and insecurity, no longer has the final word. The new life is anchored in Christ, even if it remains hidden for now. What does this mean for us today? It means that much of what consumes our attention, status, comparison, anxiety about the future no longer defines us. To seek things above is not to withdraw from the world, but to engage it differently. It is to live from a deeper center, where Christ reigns, allowing his values, grace, humility, and love to shape our daily choices. Now imagine a young professional constantly striving to prove her worth, measuring herself against colleagues and expectations. One day she begins to grasp that her identity is not earned but given, that her life is hidden with Christ. Slowly her anxiety loosens its grip. She still works hard, but no longer for approval. She works from a place of belonging. Nothing outward may seem to change immediately, but inwardly everything is being transformed. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what currently occupies most of your thoughts and attention, and how does it shape your identity? Number two, what would it mean practically for you to set your mind on things above in your daily life? And now our practical exercise for the day. Begin your day with a deliberate pause before checking your phone or engaging your tasks. Take a moment to pray. Lord, remind me that my life is hidden in you today, and carry that awareness into your interactions. Lord Jesus Christ, you who are our life, lift our hearts and minds to you. Free us from the distractions and pressures that pull us away from our true identity. Teach us to live from the reality that we are hidden in you, and let your life be revealed in us for the sake of the world. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.